Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We need to be more careful with forcing sports coverage on fans. I am a sports, I love sports guy. When you look at this show, it's probably 60% sports, another 30% maybe politics and what's going on in the world. And then we have the pop culture stuff, the final like 10%.
The nonsense.
So I love my sports. You guys know that. But I think that we need to be careful with forcing it with regards to sports. And I mention this because Jimmy Pitaro, who is the chairman of ESPN, first off, what they have done recently is ESPN and NFL Network, they're a thing. Like they are together now. NFL Network and ESPN.
ESPN owns, yeah.
Which is so interesting to me.
I know. It used to be weird when I saw simulcast on ESPN and NFL Network for like the draft, but
So we look at their relationship and we understand and know that there's going to be probably more expanded coverage of the National Football League, which everybody loves that. Everybody loves the NFL. Okay, they can do no wrong.
Can't get enough.
So with that being said, ESPN continues to expand, and they want to continue to do some other things. Okay? It's football season. Not only do we have the NFL going on, but we also have college football. And Pitaro mentioned recently, we're going to play the cut here, because he was speaking at a conference here just recently about college football coverage and specifically about the popular brand that is known as Red Zone. Red Zone is something that we all enjoy with the National Football League. We get a chance to dive into it every single Sunday. And basically, if you're not familiar with Red Zone, it's a whip around. They go from one game to the next whenever they get close to scoring, okay? Mm-hmm. And they also show significant plays that happen, turnovers, all that stuff, whatever. So now Pitaro, in this cut that we're going to play, is thinking that there should be a possibility or an appetite for a college football Red Zone.
Is ESPN thinking about using that trademark to do a Red Zone for college football, to do a Red Zone for the NBA, NHL? Can you talk us through that?
As I mentioned, we are acquiring the Red Zone brand, so we would have that opportunity. And look, we've started to think about how we could potentially expand it to other leagues, but also, you know, other sports in general. And so college football is something that we've started to look at. It's a bit more complicated for the obvious reasons than on the professional football side. but it's definitely something that we're considering, as well as other sports. And so none of this can happen until the deal closes again, right? Because that acquisition of the Red Zone brand was in connection with the 10% equity stake that the league will be taking.
I think this is a terrible idea. I do. I don't think that Red Zone would work for college football. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You look like you're on the other side of this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would work. I just don't know that it's as fanatical as the – I think because the NFL is only 16 games. And
that's part of the reason why I don't think it will work. It's too many games.
Too many games, too many different platforms, companies, channels that you have to reach an agreement with.
There's too many conferences, too many universities. Like, that's drastically different than us being invested in all of the NFL teams.
Yes.
If I am a graduate of – who's playing right now on ESPN?
Miami.
No. They're not playing right now. That's a highlight. The actual game is somebody else. It's a couple of teams that aren't really relevant. But my point is that Oklahoma will face whoever this weekend. It's Rice
and
Charlotte. Do I get that on the whip around?
Probably not.
Like, seriously, like, really?
You're only going to get the higher profile games. You're going to get the Penn State,
so the
Alabamas.
Point? What's the point?
Yeah.
With the Red Zone, you want everything.
Yeah. And you know, one thing about Red Zone that I really enjoy is there will be times where they will sit and they'll let the broadcast breathe. Like, you can sit there and you can watch a little bit of a game, because I've got Red Zone. I've had Red Zone for 15 years, going back to when it was its own, you know, its own entity with, you know, Andrew Siciliano. And now I understand where you want to, but yeah, so many. And then it's like, do you go to, you know, the FCS level, FBS? Do you market that, you know, because I'm a North Dakota State guy. If NDSU is playing Montana State and it's 1-2, are we looking at something like that? Or is that game going to be, is it going to be ignored? So there's a lot of things there. And it just logistically, I don't see it. The more that we talk it through,
it doesesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
For two reasons. The first reason I gave you is way too many teams. It's way too many teams. If you're going to be whipping around, you can't be omitting teams, but you're going to have to, because if the Miami Hurricanes are in the Red Zone and the Minnesota Golden Gophers are in the Red Zone.
Yeah, guess who's getting the coverage?
Exactly. Ohio State's in the Red Zone versus Jackson State's in the Red Zone. I mean, so you can't do that. Number two, there's a massive difference between Red Zone and its impact with the NFL versus college football. And this is the biggest reason why. Fantasy football. Fantasy football. That's the reason why the Red Zone is so popular, is because of fantasy football. You're not playing fantasy football with college football players.
But there are people that gamble on college football.
But that's different. That's what makes it unique and different. With the NFL, it's gambling and fantasy football. It's only one with college.
I know people that play fantasy college football. I'm not one of those guys. I actually have a...
Yeah, you know the two.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, it is, you know, it's becoming more common than what you would think. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about gambling and watching, people are going to watch for their parlays, for... You know, their player picks. It's not going to be the fantasy, but I think because of that, the gambling on the games, I think, is more intense, because you've only got that one. You don't have that fantasy aspect to it. It's just strictly gambling. It's strictly the parlays, the over-unders. It's things like that. And I feel like those individuals are going to be more of the hardcores. Casual fans are going to watch NFL Red Zone. Hardcore college football fans would want this.
But there's... The number of hardcore football, college football fans, I think, is lesser than what you think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not saying there's a lot of hardcore. I mean, they're out there.
And on top of that, if you've got ESPN Plus, you don't need Red Zone for college. you just whip around yourself and go see what's going on with the individual game that you bet on.
I keep going back to, okay, what agreements are you going to work out with Big Ten Network? What are you going to work out with, the ACC? Or what are you going to work out with, Fox, Sports One? Whoever has got these games. Because you even have some of these that are on more obscure platforms that you're going to have to somehow get your hands on. Because if you want to treat everybody equally, and you know that's not going to happen, there's just so much. There's so much to be worked out. It just seems clunky and cluttery. Now, I don't even know if they could do this with NBA because NBA moves so fast. If you want to go to, in a close game between the Clippers and the Spurs, if you want to go to the last 4 minutes, then I understand. But I mean,
they don't need to do that because you've already got NBA TV doing that. NBA TV has a similar type of deal, so they don't need that.
Yeah, they do, but I guess if you
ESPN would never do this with the NBA. There's no need to do it. People watch the games.
Well, they've got inside the NBA. I would not if I'm there are a lot of things right now in media that I could not think of would be even fathomable. I would not be surprised if ESPN continues to try to workshop ideas to implement the red zone concept into several other sports.
How would you do that in basketball? That wouldn't make any sense because somebody has, the dunk is coming. They're down five. I think basketball would be the worst sport to do it. Whip around for basketball? Like, NFL is possession-based. Football is possession-based. When you're trailing and this, that, there's just way too much that can happen in a basketball game within like a 45 seconds or a minute. I am the biggest basketball fan in the world. This is not something I would want to digest.
No,
red zone for basketball.
No, I'm saying I'm not a fan of it. But knowing the business model of ESPN, and now that they're going to this brand new ESPN Plus, this subscription basis, they are adding.
They've been doing that.
Well. But they're adding more content to the platform. They're adding, along with more UFC, they're adding WWE. They're adding more, specialized NFL content. If they've got the rights to the brand and the concept, nothing would shock me for them to roll out something that they could, use that format. Like, nothing would surprise me at all with ESPN if it's something they feel like they could make money off of.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should. It to me, a red zone basketball is a diehard. I'm not for it. It's not something that I would consume.
Hey, but there are some that don't have NBA TV. If you don't have NBA TV, is this something they could add to the ESPN Plus Unlimited? I feel like they're going to look
more people have NBA TV than they have ESPN Plus. But ESPN Plus is like more people have attachment with that bundle having NBA TV than having the Plus because you got to pay additional money for the Plus and the Disney stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. But if they can add that to their Plus to gain more viewers,
it won't.
I'm not saying I like the idea, but when you've got these big,
I mean, you're advocating for it, and I don't think it works.
No, I'm not advocating for it. I'm saying that I would not be surprised if they try this concept with other sports.
I mean, adding a whip around to the NBA would be like adding one to the MLS. It makes no sense whatsoever. None. Zero. Such.
Yeah. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying from a business perspective, I could understand them saying, hey, this red zone idea works really, really well. Why don't we take this and try and apply it to a different sport?
No, I get that.
And see if we can alter it.
But I think common sense should be involved. And on the surface, the fans would be like, don't think it works.
Common sense.
Coming up next, we've got Word on the Street. That's next here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Word on the street time here on The Late Show, baby. Tomorrow we'll be at it at 6 p.m. Abbreviated show, 6 until 6:30, leading up to Twins baseball.
Yeah, weather permitting, hopefully. I really don't want a rain delay on the last Friday home game of the year. Like, I don't know. That's just the weather is not making me happy. So, weather, please just let us get tomorrow in. Let us get tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Hey, we're gonna go a lot of football over the next 40-ish minutes or so, and it looks like Patrick Mahomes is gonna turn 30 years old without a public shout out from his best bud's fiance. As T Swizzle was notably absent from a Chiefs video that featured a host of celebs wishing him a happy birthday. She's too busy working on your happy birthday video there, H. By the way, happy birthday. Hey, Kansas City's NFL franchise dropped some special footage from Mahomes' big 3-0, splicing together a compilation of several A-listers who went out of their way to send well wishes to the quarterback. David Beckham, Bobby Witt Jr., Peyton Manning, Pat McAfee, Rob Riggle, and Eric Stonestreet were all showcased. Mahomes coach Andy Reid, along with a few of his other teammates, Mitchell Schwartz, Alex Smith, Chad Henne, Brittany Mahomes and their kids were in it too. Even a goat. No Tom Brady, but you got a goat from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium even involved. Notably absent, Travis Kelce and his pop star Boo. Of course, the famous couple did just dine with the signal caller for his cake day at 1587 Prime in Kansas City on Sunday night. So that, like, they ignored Mahomes altogether.
This is much ado about nothing. Like, are people really trying to read into Taylor Swift didn't shout him out on his birthday? Like, come on, what are we doing here?
I mean,
who cares?
I mean, it's not like she's busy doing anything else.
How do you know what she's doing?
Oh, wait, she's planning a wedding. And Travis Kelce is sharing some of the details about that. Based on his latest comments, it sure seems like the two lovebirds won't be dancing to a DJ after they tie the knot. Think about the artist that is going to be performing at Taylor Swift's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of pressure is that? I'm just really, like...
If it's Beyonce, it's nothing.
If it's Beyonce, well, you got to imagine. Kansas City Chiefs superstar opened up the impending nuptials for the first time on the latest episode of New Heights. He revealed that the receptions there will almost certainly be filled with singers and instruments, not someone spinning the ones and twos. He said, quote, I think we're kind of live music people. Now, the wedding chatter all started thanks to Jimmy Fallon. Well, I better do that before Jimmy Fallon gets canceled, too, because he was helping Travis and Jason host this week's pod. Now, Jimmy asked Travis straight up, is he planning the big day was his priority after his 1587 Prime Steakhouse finally opened the doors. Tight end went on to joke about the planning while poking fun at his drop. Ultimately cost the Chiefs a win on Sunday. He said, wedding planning will certainly be easy trying to figure out how to catch a freaking football.
Mm.
Now, Travis and Taylor got engaged late last month, but so far no word on when they'll officially say their I do's, though it seems safe to assume it'll come after Kansas City racks up a few wins in the NFL season.
I think there are a lot of people right now that are invested in wanting to see them fail. I'm dead serious. They just can't stand Taylor Swift. They can't stand Travis Kelce. And I don't fall in that category. I love them both.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. I mean, my wife had a really good idea, as if, you know, Taylor Swift needs more because she's great with the Easter eggs. What you do is you put one wedding invitation in an album, and you tell your fans as a Swifties, hey, I've got one invitation to my wedding. It's in an album, kind of like Willy Wonka and like the golden ticket and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's your golden ticket to Taylor and Travis's wedding. And you'll have people that'll buy like multiple albums, even though you won't listen to multiple albums. But it's just, I don't know. It's just like, that's a brilliant idea. You put that one golden ticket.
Speaking Man, I'm looking at the menu. The menu looks amazing.
They've already got the menu.
Yeah.
Where are you finding? You're finding the menu online for Travis and Taylor?
No. I'm talking about the steakhouse that they opened.
Oh,
up.
I thought you were talking about the catering at Travis Taylor's wedding. I'm like,
no.
What? You got to.
No,
Travis
hasn't sent that to me yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you were in Kansas City. I'm sure you got an in. You used to, you know, you used to work with them. Hey, speaking of somebody that needs a golden ticket, some people want a golden ticket out of Chicago, because Ben Johnson, he isn't sweating a potential conflict of interest as Tom Brady juggles his roles as the broadcaster Raiders minority owner, telling reporters he thinks the whole conversation is actually a nothing burger. First-year Bears head coach met with the media ahead of Chicago's tilt with the Cowboys on Sunday, which will see Brady serve as the commentator for the contest, and Brady's Raiders will welcome the Bears to Sin City next week. Now, when asked if that will make him more cautious of the information he divulges to Brady before their team square off, Johnson said that not much will change. Quote, I've been careful with everything I've said since the season started. I've been in pure coach speak mode. It's nice to say the quiet part out loud. Said to me, it's just business as usual. I'm fine. I like Tom. We have a really good relationship.
Hmm.
Now, when pressed further about the situation, he replied he wasn't concerned about some sort of unfair advantage. As for why this is a hot topic, Brady joined the Raiders ownership in 2024. He was spotted hanging in the Vegas coaching box with a headset during Monday Night Football against the Chargers. Yeah, did him a lot of good. The NFL tried to fan the flames surrounding the situation, saying he violated no rules with his spot in the box. Brady's already forced to follow strict rules enforced by the league surrounding his gigs. Whether that changes given the backlash remains to be seen.
I thought that looked weird to see him do that. And I, quite frankly, if I was an opposing team, I would not want Tom Brady getting secrets to game plans and stuff like that eventually when the Raiders are going to come around and end up facing my team. Makes no sense.
I mean, I'm
not... insider information.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, but you can understand where...
only doing it because of Tom Brady.
I love me some Tom Brady.
No, I'm just saying, like, but nobody else they will allow do this.
No, and that's true because nobody else has had dual responsibilities. I never thought it was a big deal. I can understand where people would have their issues with it. I've never looked at it and been like, man, Tom Brady's going
to
be
because you never had to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like he's going to be selling the Bush's baked beans recipe. You know, I mean, that's Duke, and he's not telling anybody. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's much ado about nothing with Tom Brady.
I got you. All right, that's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Coming up next, we got weather, and we've got Around the NFL. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, 30 more minutes left of the show, or a little bit less than that. This segment, we do it each and every week, and we'll do it a little bit more as we finish off the Twins season because it is football season. But right now, it's a time for Around the NFL.
All right, let's just start with the Minnesota Vikings. It's at threat level midnight right now. Concern level from 1 to 10. How worried are you about where the Vikings are at right now?
Concern level, I am at a 6. And I'm at a 6 because J.J. McCarthy looks nothing like what I thought he would look. I didn't think that he would look like he was Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or anything like that. I didn't think he looked this bad, though. Like, he looks bad. Like, he had the one quarter where they had to come back against the Bears, but it does not look good. So that, the fact that we've got some injuries, we've got Aaron Jones who's going to be out for a little time, Van Ginkle's out for a little bit of time. Like, we're nicked up. Harrison Smith hasn't even played yet. So I'm concerned.
Yeah. For a team that didn't have a whole lot of depth coming into the season, to be a week two and you're already at, you know, Sunday night into Monday, you're like, the injury list is like a Saturday morning grocery trip where it's just like name after name after name, just so many things on there. The J.J. McCarthy thing is, it's concerning in the sense that there was chatter, and I'm sure you saw it as well or heard it, that this was a soft benching. It's like, oh, well, you're hurt, wink, wink, but you're really hurt a little bit more. It's like, no, they were wrapping him up during the game. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, eventually, like Collar said, J.J.'s got to get some real-time reps, but, man, this team is loaded from top to bottom. You can't afford to sit around and wait for J.J. McCarthy to find it, which brings me to my next point. If the pride of Bismarck Century and former North Dakota State University legend Carson Wentz, if he plays well and the Vikings win 3 out of the next 4, 4 out of the next 5, and they start trending in the right direction and J.J. gets healthy, is there a quarterback controversy, or is this J.J. McCarthy's team no matter what?
There's always a quarterback controversy. If Carson Wentz gets hot and he plays at a level where he is the reason why they're winning, then of course J.J. is going to sit a little bit longer on the sidelines. We can agree on that, right? If for the next 2 to 3 weeks, let's say he's out 3 weeks, they've got how many games overseas? 2. Of
back,
the three,
back
right?
To back, yep.
Let's say the Minnesota Vikings go 3-0. You think that all of a sudden he's just going to step right back in as a starter? I don't think so.
Yeah. I think that, yeah. You're looking at Randall Cunningham in 98. You're looking at the rebirth of Carson Wentz. It'll be interesting because I was thinking about this. It's like, man, I'm so, not to say I'm thankful that they moved on from Sam Howell, but man, I certainly feel a whole lot better with Carson Wentz than I would have with Sam Howell. So, and yeah, the offensive line has not been doing J.J. any services. But at the same time, you could tell watching that game, he just doesn't trust it right now for whatever reason. All right, let me ask you this. You put Collar on the spot. Collar said the Vikings win. What say you? The Vikings beat the Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Vikings are going to win just because they're at home. That's it. That's the only reason why. I think the defense is embarrassed after what happened against Atlanta. They step up. They play a much better game. And they don't allow themselves to lose back-to-back games at U.S. Bank Stadium. Your thoughts?
I thought the defense played, all things considered, really well. When you look at the time of possession, Atlanta had the ball for 13 minutes longer. That's almost an entire quarter longer than the Vikings had. And just the inability to be able to get off the field, get, you know, and not be able to convert on third down the Vikings. And I mean, Bijan, you knew it was going to be Bijan, Bijan, Bijan. There's only so much Bijan that you can take from a guy who's a wagon. I'm going to go with the Vikings as well, but I'm not really confident because I remember the shootout between Jake Browning and Nick Mullins a couple of years ago in Cincinnati when T. Higgins had that just insane catch.
Browning has shown he's a good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, can he lead a team to the postseason if he has to play for 2 months? I'm not certain about that.
Well, we're going to find out.
But he is a guy that can, I think he can step in and give you quality quarterback play over the course of 3 or 4 games.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to be 3 months at this point. All right. So right now we're at the half in Buffalo and the Bills and the Dolphins are tied at 14. Miami has been the hot mess express so far this year. So if Miami loses tonight, does Mike McDaniel even get on that Dolphins charter back to Miami and
yes.
Fortune Park? Oh, okay.
Yes. Even if they lose tonight, McDaniel's not done. Because, by the way, at halftime, what's the score? They're tied at 14 apiece.
14, yes.
It's not just if they lose, it's how they lose. Now, if they get blown out here in the second half and they end up losing by 3 touchdowns, then, yeah, you might have another issue. They're playing hard for them tonight. Are they not?
I think they are. That defense over the first couple weeks has been terrible. I mean, just, it's been gross. And the very fact that they are in this game right now, I think, is probably more shocking. And Devin Achane even isn't hasn't really had a big night tonight. It's been a touchdown by Ollie Gordon and then a touchdown pass from Tua to Jalen Waddle. So, yeah, I think for Mike McDaniel's case, he should win because they've got talent, but that defense is gross. So the Kansas City Chiefs are in a very weird spot.
Okay.
They are 0-2, and I don't remember the last time the Chiefs were 0-2. Xavier Worthy was out. Rashee Rice is out. Hollywood Brown had a really good first week. You're getting a little bit long in the tooth for some of these guys. I think the Chargers are much better. I think the Broncos are much better, even though it pains me to say that with Sean Payton. Are the Chiefs in trouble or any concern for the Chiefs being 0-2 in the AFC West?
They're in a little bit of trouble. I'm not necessarily concerned about 0-2, but the schedule, though, is tough. They're going to beat the Giants this weekend. Then you face...
Well, no, not if Russ cooks like he did against Dallas.
You look at the Ravens, tough team.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, they're better.
That's a win.
But then Detroit is tough. The Raiders, they should beat. Washington, you know, as long as Jaden Daniels is healthy. Then you face the Bills and the Broncos. The Chiefs have a tough schedule. That's the issue right now.
Yeah. I think the AFC West is going to be tougher than people realize. Even the Raiders looked awful on Monday night against the Chargers. I mean, Geno, I really like Ashton Gianti.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him. I think that he's going to have to be a big part of that offense. Pete Carroll, I don't know. Pete Carroll, I can give or take, but I think the Raiders are that weak point. But yeah, it's a very tough division. All right, and finally, because we know NFL fans are very, very rational and understanding people. Bigger overreaction. Green Bay, best team to beat in the NFC and the most prestigious franchise in the history of anything ever. Or the Chicago Bears are absolutely washed and Ben Johnson needs to be fired. Because I'm seeing both of those narratives after week two. People thought the Lions were cooked after week one. They put 52 on the Bears last week.
The bigger overreaction is that the Bears are washed. I think that the Green Bay being the best team in the NFC right now is probably pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say?
More than Philadelphia?
They've looked more dominant.
Okay. Is that Micah Parsons?
Oh, yeah. He helps. He helps. Their defense looks amazing.
he's outstanding. Yeah, I think people are overreacting to the Chicago Bears as well. It's not like you're going to fire Ben Johnson to get to the next guy to fix what Ben Johnson couldn't before him with Caleb Williams. So it's not like you're going to fire the guy who replaced the guy to replace the quarterback, to help the quarterback that replaced the guy that you drafted before.
Well, first off, Ben Johnson being on the hot seat already is ridiculous. That's dumb.
It's so insane.
Like, give the guy a couple of years.
Yeah.
Secondly, I disagree with the texture, though. From the 612, Ben cannot be canned because of talent on the field, not his fault. I'm not saying he should be canned, nor is he going to get canned, and he shouldn't be canned in the first couple of years. But to not criticize him because you say of the talent on the field, did you see the talent that they brought onto the team this past year?
Yeah.
The trades they made to upgrade the offensive line, the guys that they added, the guys that they drafted.
They drafted Luther Burden, the third from Missouri, Colton Loughlin.
I disagree with you 100%. Yeah. The Bears have some talent. Let's stop that. Not his fault. He's got talent now. Stop it. Specifically on offense.
Yeah. Colton Loughlin, nothing so far this year.
Nothing.
Luther Burden III, who was a stud at Mizzou.
Nothing.
Nothing from him. So, Roma Dunze, I think, is
the
going
to... The criticism is fair of Ben so far.
It is. Now, whether or not you need to...
Because if we're talking about Ben got a job based on the talent in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
then what? What are we saying now, then? That he never should have got the job?
I mean, it's going to be hard for any team.
Was Ben or the talent in Detroit?
Yeah.
What did they just put up over the weekend? They put up 52?
52. Yeah, okay. They put up 52 against Ben Johnson and the Chicago Bears. I find the overreaction. Now, you can make the case that over the last couple of years that the talent that they brought in, they have not used. I think you can make that argument. And I know they've got they've got issues in the secondary when it comes to injuries. But at the end of the day, you got DeAndre Swift, you got Rome Odunze, you've got a generational talent, which I find absurdly funny that everybody uses that like every couple of years. Oh, Caleb Williams, generational talent. Well, Andrew Luck was generational.
Yeah.
Arch Manning is going to be generational.
But hold on. Hold on. People got in their feelings because we went viral as a radio show when Merrill Hodge was on this show and told us that Caleb Williams was not that guy.
Was not him. I remember that. And lo and behold, I think one of the guys that he liked Bo Nix and he liked Drake May. But he didn't like Caleb Williams for whatever reason. Did we ever ask him about J.J. McCarthy? I don't remember if that one ever came up. So there we go.
All right, that's going to wrap up around the NFL. Final segment of the Lake Show coming up next. All righty, final couple of minutes left here on the Lake Show. Tomorrow night we will talk to you at 6 p.m. We will either have kind of maybe a rain delay or a later start, or however the weather impacts the Twins and Guardians. We'll see, but we'll be here. So we'll see how things shape. It could be a very long evening, but we'll see how it plays out.
All right.
But the yeah, it's not great for you.
no, it's not.
But
the rain delays.
But let me mention this real quick. The Indiana Fever ended up coming back tonight and defeated the Atlanta Dream in their first round series. Atlanta is ousted. Indiana moves forward without Caitlin Clark, without Sophie Cunningham. Who else is hurt? They had somebody else significantly hurt out for the year. Indiana wins and advances.
Unbelievable. Well, when you told me that,
they're a good team.
Like, well, I mean,
they've been a good team without Caitlin Clark this year.
I think that's a testament to how that franchise has been built.
Agreed.
But I think at the same time, like I was, you know, when you're sitting here and you're, you know, talking about the Indiana Fever, if you're down two of your best players, including who some consider to be the best player in the league, and you win your first round series, I had to double check with you just to make sure that indeed Sophie Cunningham and Caitlin Clark were out. And when you said, yeah, it just kind of, it gives me even, you know, it gives me even, you know, I'm even more impressed. Because wasn't there an issue with Caitlin and the coaching staff in the offseason? Wasn't there something that I was reading about? Like, I don't know. I
no,
thought,
they got a new coach.
Well, that's, I thought
their
there
coach
was.
Their coach is Stephanie White.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking that she was not a, you know, not a fan of Stephanie White for whatever reason, but maybe,
no.
Maybe it was the old coaching staff that she was not a fan of, but nonetheless, it's super impressive to see what they did down two of their best players. WNBA is a good league.
Cleveland's coming in here winning 12 of their last 13 and they won 7 in a row. The Guardians. Wow.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, maybe if we can't slow them down in the field, maybe Mother Nature can halt it until, you know, we can play some midnight baseball tomorrow.
The Guardians only trail the Tigers by 3.5 games in the division.
Oof, boy. Yeah, that is interesting.
That's super interesting.
The Tigers have had that division all season long. Like, it is what the Tigers have done have been really, really impressive. And
they've swooned here in the second half of
the year. They have. And you think about it, if you're the Tigers and all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, they're feeling it right now. Because that body language today at Comerica was not good. Like, things are a little uneasy in Detroit. And, I mean, they're going to make the playoffs. The Tigers are going to make the playoffs. But if they do not win this division, oh, boy. Oh, boy. A.J. Hinch is going to have some. They're going to have some questions to ask. It's going to be wild.
I mean, the Guardians are still not in the playoff.
Yeah.
Like, they're not in the wild card.
It used to be, you know, you had the Tigers, and then you had the Guardians and the Royals, and then the Twins sold everybody off, and then, you know, they kind of fell down by the White Sox. But you had the Royals and the Guardians were both kind of, you know, jockeying to be that number two. But, man, How crazy, how wild would that be if indeed the Guardians, you know, caught the tiger by the tail?
It is wild. All right, that's going to wrap up the Lake Show here on this Thursday evening. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the text and the phone calls. Great conversation with Jeffrey Hayden. Make sure you podcast that. Matthew Collar as well. I will talk to you guys tomorrow night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.